We are here at the Worcester facility, which is a facility that you folks are quite proud of.
Yes, you know, you're right, Dave, and I tell you, this year, for the 2011 calendar year, the American Feed Industry Association actually awarded this facility Feed Mill of the Year. And it's a pretty prestigious award that we're very fortunate to and gracious to have received, because a lot of different feed mills compete for that award, and we're just happy that it was able to come here to Worcester.
I would imagine that was a real morale boost for your employees.
You know, our crew here of about 15 to 18 people, including production and sales staff, were really honored to receive that award. And it's paid off a lot of hard work from that entire team.
Well, let's take a couple of minutes here and talk about the facility and what comes out of here.
Okay, well, this facility is a full-line feed manufacturing facility, with the exception of an extruder. So we don't make pet foods out of this facility because of that piece of equipment is deleted from the production phase. But multi-species such as cattle, horses, of course we work hard on the beef feeds, poultry feeds, companion animal feeds such as bird seeds and things like that. So almost anything that's a domestic animal, we provide nutrition solutions out of this facility.
Both bagged and bulk?
That's right, Dave. We go to market with farm store dealerships throughout the state of Ohio, Eastern Kentucky, West Virginia, Western PA. And that business is typically more bagged feed business, but we, of course, also cater to commercial farms with bulk feed as well.
How much feed will come out of this facility in a year's time?
This facility's capacity is right about 100,000 tons per year.
Let's talk about the corn crop. Where does it come from for this facility?
For this facility, the corn that we would use in production comes from various local growers. So typically, we're fortunate to have this facility here in Worcester. As you know, there's a lot of grains around this area. So having the plant in an area like this where trucked corn comes straight from farmers' bins really puts us at a nice, unique location to make that happen.
With everything that has gone on this growing season, with a drought in many parts of the state here where you're getting your corn from, you have to be concerned about quality because it's going into animal feed. Are you concerned about some of the things that could show up this year?
You know, there's always concern about the quality of corn, and regardless of growing season or even the weather factors that may go into it. Of course, I know there's a lot of talks of yields being affected quite a bit this year with the lack of rain that we've had. But probably the more extensive checks that we're doing here at this facility would include things like the normal moisture and density checks. But also, kicking a step further, we utilize charm testing for mycotoxins and aflatoxins, fumonisin. So a lot of those mold type things that can happen to corn in any given year, we certainly monitor that very closely, because as you know, that corn being fed to animals, there is FDA regulations on how those, what level those can be accepted.
So you would be running those tests no matter what?
Correct. We would be running those tests no matter the growing season and no matter the load of corn that shows up.
Brad, I appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes with us to talk about the facility here in Worcester.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.